A few days ago on this program, we made a passing reference to a joke in the movie Vacation. Father assures his kids that they're just 4 driving hours away from the world's second largest ball of twine. My remark incited an email from a listener who said, there really is a tourist attraction billed as the largest ball of twine. It's in Cawker City, Kansas, which is where we have now found Kay Thull. She's a member of the Cawker City Community Club, which maintains the ball of twine. Ms. Thull, welcome.
Thanks for calling.
I am looking at this picture from a website of a man standing in front of the ball of twine, and he perhaps goes 2/3 of the way up the height of the ball. It looks like it might be 9 or 10 feet high.
Right. That's Frank Stober. Frank began the ball of twine in 1953. He was a farmer and fed bales of hay to his livestock. Cutting the twine off and being a thrifty person, decided he'd save the twine.
Then this is a number of years ago. It's even bigger still?
Oh, my, yes. Right now, it probably weighs more than 8.5 tons, almost 9 tons, and there's more than 7 million feet of twine.
How in the world do you add twine to this thing? It's so huge. Do you have to roll it?
The twine is wound on a smaller spool, then around and around the ball we walk, and try to keep it in the shape of a ball as much as we can.
You described this as the world's largest ball of sisal twine.
Yes. It is a type of hemp, H-E-M-P.
Is that an important qualifier because there's some other, even larger ball of some different kind of twine?
Well, there's a little friendly competition between our ball and the ball of Darwin, Minnesota. That one, its title is the largest ball of twine put together by one man. But ours, we do keep adding.
I am impressed by that individual achievement, but I think I like the community accomplishment where you are better.
Well, it is a thrill to people to come and say, I put twine on the ball of twine.
Are there other things that tourists do with this ball of twine, and climb on it, anything
yes,
like that?
Yes, let me tell you about our twine walk. We have an artist in town. She has prepared more than 50 paintings, which we have hung in vacant buildings and store windows, and these are adaptations of famous paintings such as Whistler's Mother or Andy Warhol's Campbell Soup painting.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of these paintings, she has adapted it so the ball of twine is shown in there. Whistler's mother is adding twine as she knits, and the Campbell soup can is advertised as twine soup.
Tastes a little woody, but otherwise very good for you.
Right.
You know what? Congratulations on this thing, and it's really been a pleasure talking to you.
Well, I appreciate your call, and we do appreciate the interest you show in our ball of twine.
Kay Thull is a resident of Cawker City, Kansas, and a member of the Cawker City Community Club, which maintains the world's largest ball of sisal twine. If you still can't get your mind around a ball of twine that big, go to npr.org for photos and other tales of twine.